This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the final week of January. And that means it is Super Bowl week. Super Bowl week has arrived, Super Bowl 42, and that's the basis of all the talk this week on ESPN Radio and throughout sports talk most all of the United States. Comes up Sunday. You can hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Coverage all weekend long. Of course, 3 o'clock, they'll get right into the Westwood One coverage. Kickoff is set for about 5:18 on Sunday between the Giants and the Patriots. We're pretty wide open today, folks, so if you want to email us at any time, love to hear from you, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can give us a buzz, 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. A lot of conference basketball last week and a lot more going on this week. Fort Kearney, Lou Platte, Twin Valley. We will have live coverage of just about every single game of the Fort Kearney and Lou Platte Conference tournaments here on ESPN Radio and Power 99 FM, and we'll talk more about that as the week progresses.
Doug, I thought Colin Cowherd made an interesting point this morning. Who do people across the nation want to root for? With the two teams being from the far, obviously, basically northeast part of the country. And I thought, you know, in college football, he went on to say it's very, very different because as a Nebraska fan, you root for pretty much everybody else in the Big 12, I think, when bowl season comes, except for Texas, maybe.
No, I totally disagree. How many people root for Colorado? I can't believe, and maybe you just picked a bad example, but I can't believe how many Big 12 people don't root for Big 12 teams when it comes time that they're not playing Nebraska. How many people would love to see Colorado lose to Arizona State? How many people would like to see Oklahoma lose to Miami, which just always astonishes me? Now, I don't know if that's the majority, but that's the right principle. Yes.
Well, I think the right, you know, I think if you're a true fan, you cheer for your own conference. You cheer for to get wins and to try and bring home the Big 12 Cup or to win the most bowl games out of all the major conferences. And I think it's so different in NFL football because I think being a Cowboys fan, as many of us are, and or whatever fan you are, you don't cheer for your own division. I don't go out of my way and say, well, I hope the Giants win this weekend because they're in the Cowboys division.
No.
It makes us look better.
I don't even want to root for them because they beat the Cowboys. I don't want to root for them for that because the Cowboys beat them twice.
Exactly. So who are people rooting for, do you think, come Saturday? Do you think people want to see the perfection?
I think this will be one of the tougher routes, one of the tougher selections because of that very reason. New York fans are going to root for the New York Giants. And it's very interesting that you've got another New York-Boston situation here. And then you have your New England fans. And there aren't New England fans west of the Mississippi for that, unless they're 7, 8, 9, 10 years old and, you know, Tom Brady is their hero, is their Joe Montana, their Roger Staubach, their, you know, pick Joe Namath, you know, whoever is their idol now growing up as a kid. I think it's very interesting. I think you fall into a dilemma here, which is even stranger because are you rooting for history? Are you tired of the Patriots? I think that's, you know, people would be rooting against the Patriots, but then when they see that it's the Giants, it's hard to root for the Giants. I will say this. I want the Patriots. I will be rooting for the Patriots.
I think you're exactly right, and I think for the majority of people, unless the Giants do something exciting at the beginning of the game, and then you've got the two touchdown favorite on their heels against the ropes, and I think people would change very quickly, and I think the momentum would be on the Giants, and I think people want that excitement of slaying this giant that is the New England Patriots, if you will.
So you?
I think I'm going to root for the Patriots in the perfection. over the Giants just because I think the Giants are just blah.
And I will.
How are they there?
I don't know how long. And Richard Seymour is full of BS too. You didn't walk into the locker room after you beat the Giants and go, yeah, that's who we're going to play in the Super Bowl. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You can say that this week, but you did not say that. You might have said, you know, they're coming together. We might see them again. You might have said that. You didn't just say, oh, we're going to play them in the Super Bowl. No, you didn't. It's going to be interesting. A lot of talk about it this week. A couple of points as I was listening this morning that I just will touch on now instead of waiting because there'll be a lot more to get on. First, the burden on the Patriots to go 19-0. Some talk just in the last segment here on Cowherd about how it's been weighing on them, and now the pressure seems to be on the Patriots because if they win, they're expected to win. If they lose, that's the story, and it will be one of those big upsets of all time that the Patriots lose, and so there is pressure. From that standpoint, do you think there's pressure for them to go 19-0? Are they thinking of it as a big picture, or are they thinking it as just winning the Super Bowl?
Well, I did not know until this morning that Tom Brady actually said that Coach has put a lot of pressure on us. Do they need added pressure? Well, I don't know why Belichick would do that to them.
It's all about keeping focus. And I think you can see the pressure there. They are not as, you know, they were blowing people out when thinking of going of an undefeated season wasn't definitely on their mind, and then it starts being out there and brought up, and so it's on their mind. But, you know, I got to think that you just look at the way the last month and a half of the season has played out. They just want to win. They don't want to be the team that blows it. I mean, you can say as much as you want about the Dolphins making their run and finish unbeaten and how hard it's been for other teams. Well, now they got through the regular season unbeaten. And as many said, well, we'd much rather win the Super Bowl than go unbeaten. And that is still out there. That is still the thing that they haven't accomplished. It doesn't matter what their record is. It's, as long as they got into the playoffs, just look at the Giants, and have made it to the Super Bowl. It does not matter that they are 18-0. They could be 15-3 right now and still be in the same situation they are in.
It's pretty amazing. Obviously, nobody else has ever went the 19-0, which the Patriots are trying to do. You look at the Giants team. A team that's won 10 in a row on the road, that is unheard of in the National Football League, other than the New England Patriots, who doesn't matter where they play, they win.
And they even went to London.
They go to London, but they had to play in that division. The division basically a gauntlet with Washington, probably the toughest division in all of football. I don't have any doubt about that. Where you look at the division the Patriots are in, you can say, okay, they kind of got some bad teams in
there.
Maybe
the weakest division.
Maybe the weakest division.
Maybe. Buffalo had its moments, but definitely the Jets stink, and obviously the Dolphins are the worst team in football. And it doesn't help when you have to play the Patriots twice, but possibly the weakest. Although I will say this, they played the Colts, they played the Cowboys, they played a lot of tough teams, they played that NFC East. I don't think that they had a weak schedule by any means.
Yeah, on the road in Dallas, too. So Dallas had the shot at them to knock them off at home. Had a lead, actually, 24-21.
On the road
at Indy. Yeah, so they just win. And I'm starting to think the Giants sound like the team to root for. Because I'm tired of having them win.
No, I will be nauseous. I will be physically ill. 1 week from today, if we have to come in and talk about the Giants winning the Super Bowl. But I don't even care if it's a good game. I mean, I don't know but right now, but I kind of hope the Patriots just go out and beat them by 50-10. I mean, I really do. Because I don't think the Giants are that good. I think the Patriots are that good. I hope the Patriots get out to an early lead so that there is no pressure, that they feel like they did in weeks 5, 6, 7, where they can roll out and do no wrong and show how good that they are.
See, Douglas, I would have to come back and say I disagree because I think the Giants are a pretty darn good football team.
Well, they're in the Super Bowl, yes.
But, I mean, you go on the road in the playoffs to Tampa Bay, to Dallas, to Lambeau Field. You know, we said it last week. The guy on the Internet said if you'd have said that Eli Manning would have beat Brett Favre on that field, the temperature it was, if it was boxing, there'd be an investigation.
That's just it. 4 weeks ago, the Giants, everybody still hated him, picked apart how bad they were. Manning not tested, Coughlin out the door, yada, 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 yada. You know, how bad this football team is, despite being 10-6. I mean, here's the deal. They put together all these lists from time to time, you know, whatever the sport is. But think about it. There are going to be 42 Super Bowl champions. If the Giants win Sunday, where would they rank on the 42 teams that have won the Super Bowl?
Oh, man, that would be down that list a long, long way.
The only thing that they would have in their corner is they beat an unbeaten football team. The Giants would thus then be compared to the Miami Hurricanes of 1983 that beat the Huskers in the 84 Orange Bowl. That is what this would look like, especially to fans of the Midwest and people that compare. I'm sure there are other ways to match things up along the way when you find an unbeaten, how about there was an interesting article on ESPN over the weekend, their e-ticket about Almost Perfect. It talked about Nebraska's football team, and he thought was the greatest ever until they lost. Dan Gable, the greatest ever till he lost. UNLV going for undefeated back-to-back national championships until they lost to Duke. And that was just some of the comparisons they had out there. But you can't tell me that if the Giants won this game Sunday, outside of the fact that the Patriots would be 18-1, that you would put them in the top 25 of the 42, probably not top 30 of the 42 Super Bowl champions.
I'm looking back at the winners right now, and I don't see a team that maybe...
I'd put them above Baltimore in 2001.
Whatever. No, that is not true. I knew that's where you were going. That is absolutely not true.
But there's only four or five teams that you could probably legitimately put them above. I can't even think that you'd put them in the top 30 champions of the Super Bowl.
I would like three. And you can't say Baltimore. That defense was the best ever defense, arguably.
I will say right now that there has to be a list out there of the 41 Super Bowl champs. They've had the quarterbacks out there.
Yeah.
Tony Eason's always the worst one, I think, from the Patriots in 85 against the Bears. But if they rated the 41 Super Bowl championship teams, I have a hard time believing that the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl champions, they would fall somewhere below 25, and there's absolutely no doubt in my mind about that. And probably below 30.
They won 34-7 with a team that has no offense. Because they scored over 30 points.
I'm just saying.
Well, I would like to see that list.
Well, you've got the winners there. You pick me 12 better.
I'm looking back. I mean, I'm going back.
You got the Steelers, the Cowboys, and the Niners. So you automatically put every one of those champions above Baltimore. And that's almost half the teams. That's almost half the Super Bowl wins. You might put Baltimore above one of the Packers, like Green Bay Super Bowl II.
The Giants, I believe, when they beat Buffalo.
I'm just saying, you'd have to find 10 teams, though, Tony. 10! 10 to get them in the top 30.
Well, they would absolutely kill Bart Starr's Green Bay Packers in the first two.
But that's not how it would be viewed.
I understand that.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you'd like to chime in, we'd love to hear from you. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I got another point I want to make. As they were talking about the matchup between these two teams in Week 17, Daddy already has the odds for next year's Super Bowl that we'll take a look at and who's favored in Vegas. All that, love to hear from you. Give us a call. Give us an email on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Integrity, trust, accountability. These values are at the very heart of the choices we make in life. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans understands what our members value most, protecting and providing for their loved ones. Maybe that's why nearly 3 million members turn to Thrivent Financial to help them meet their financial goals.
For your local Thrivent Financial associate, see Paul Mueller in Kearney or look them up on the web at thrivent.com.
At Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, we are expanding, but because of all the construction, we're suffering some growing pains. We need to clear some space. We are seriously out of room, and even more vehicles are on the way. We have a huge selection, so the boss told the sales team to make some space immediately. Yes, we'll soon have a bigger and better service department and a large show area to the southeast, but right now we're just out of room. Stop on by Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and step around the mess if you have to. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
It begins with a dream worthy of expert attention and the eye of a craftsman. The dream of a custom vehicle that says, this is what I really want to drive.
They head for the line. Who's it going to be?
For a decade, custom dreams like yours have come true at Finish Line Auto Body. Custom body work and paint schemes for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. With free estimates, all you need to do is take a little while to dream and then see Finish Line Auto Body. Finish Line Auto Body, Railroaded Avenue D, Kearney, where they do it right from the start to the finish line.
Do you wear a prosthesis? Do you know someone who needs an update or adjustment? Hi, this is Darren from Orthomedics. It is our goal at Orthomedics to make sure that all of our patients are fully informed of their prosthetic options. We'll help you choose what best fits your lifestyle. We are on call 24 hours a day, including home and hospital visits. So the next time you need an adjustment or just want information on some of the new technology that's available to you, give us a call. At Orthomedics, there is a better way.
This is Tom Craig, number 9 of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly sunny skies today with a high of 53 degrees and a slight chance for an isolated shower developing this afternoon. Tonight it'll be partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance for snow showers toward morning and a low of 11. It'll be breezy as well with winds from the northwest at 12 to 25. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Nicole Morag. Right now, 37 degrees.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know what I found out this weekend? Chicken coops open for lunch on Saturday, too. Did you know that?
I thought you were going to say the Nebraska basketball team is not good.
Well, one of the reasons I went to the chicken coop to watch that debacle. Hey, but the chicken coop opens 7 days a week for your enjoyment. They have, you know, whether it's the middle of the day, the weekend, the evening, first thing up, they've got so many different channels that are put on whatever sporting event you want to watch. In fact, you know, this time of day, there might be a repeat on something you missed. Go on into the chicken coop, and they've got it for you. Of course, you can kick back and enjoy some lunch. They've got the chicken tender hoagie. They've got all kinds of pizza, pepper jackaroni, drunk Italian, the supreme. And, of course, it's not just specialty pizzas. If you want a hamburger pizza, pizza, there it is for you. If you want a pepperoni pizza, there it is for you. And they're all so, so good. And, of course, they've got so many different flavors of wings. They've updated the menu. They've got a great selection of those. If you just want to pick up some appetizers, why don't you check out that new chicken feeder appetizer, which includes wings, buffalo chips, onion rings, and cheese sticks. Something good for everybody in your group. And you know what? It doesn't take all that long. It's a great place to go have lunch. If you want to be there for 45 minutes, 45 minutes. You want to be there for an hour and a half, fine. You want to play some Keno, fine. You want to pay for lunch while you're playing for some Keno, fine. You want to help the school children while you're playing Keno, well, that's probably going to happen too. Just step into the chicken coop, whether it's in Kearney or Grand Island. Not a bad seat in the house. And, of course, catch all your favorite sports on the TVs at the chicken coop. And every evening, great food and drink specials. Every day there's a lunch special. Stop on in today. It's almost lunchtime, folks. In fact, for a few of you, it probably already is. Swing into the chicken coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
Douglas, you mentioned before the break that I had pulled up the future book odds of the AFC Championships, NFC Championships, and then the Super Bowl for next year. And, of course, leading the way, obviously, the New England Patriots. They chime in to win the Super Bowl next year as 5-2. 5-2. So, basically, 2.5-1. The next two teams, would you like a guess at that?
The next two teams. Okay, so you've got... Okay, I would have to say Indy is one of them.
Yes, they are. 6-1.
And the third team, well, you got to look at it two ways, because the way they do it in Vegas doesn't necessarily mean it's the best team. It's like betting the Cubs in baseball. They're right. Going to be low odds because a lot of people put money on them. So I'm going to say Dallas.
That is correct. It's 6-1 also.
I would follow that up with San Diego has to be in the top five. Is that right?
They're tied 10-1 with Jacksonville. The Green Bay Packers at 7-1.
Wouldn't put a plug nickel on the Packers next year. The Packers are already this year's Bears. They're done. The Patriots will not win the Super Bowl next year unless they lose this week. Then that would change things.
Really?
It's just too tough. It's just too tough.
Yeah, but that's what we said.
But the pressure, Daddy.
I understand.
The pressure. If they come through this 19-0, do you know how relieved they're going to be? They might put it together by the end of next year. I mean, that it would be a totally different season. But, I think the Bears will rebound. What do they get the Bears at?
25.
See, there's a value right there. There's a value. Minnesota?
Minnesota in the sensation that is Adrian Peterson. Down at 38-1.
Well, the Bears are going to win that division next year. You can mark that down already. Mark it down.
Let's mark that down here.
Got it.
Bears will win that division.
January 28th.
So,
some other area favorites, of course, Denver also at 38-1. Kansas City Chiefs down the road, struggling this season, but at 100-1.
How about the Jets? How about the Jets? Home of Bill Callahan.
75-1. Oh, nope. They hired him 85-1. No, I'm just kidding about that. 75-1.
And who's the longest shot on the board? Miami?
Miami and Atlanta both tied at 150. Which is very, very interesting, obviously. Both teams struggling mightily and look to struggle.
Yeah, but if you were gonna put $10 on one of those two teams, who would it be? I think it's no doubter, but who would you put?
I would have to say Atlanta, I guess.
Yeah, I'd definitely say Atlanta. Miami's got no chance of winning that division. Zero. Atlanta would at least have a chance to win their division. And obviously, what's it been, 4 or 5 years now? Whoever finishes in the basement wins the division the next year. Well, that's Atlanta. I don't think they will, but then again, we say that every year. So we'll see what happens. I think the Falcons are a team that has some talent, but they have got to find a way to get it all put together, and it may still be a couple of years away.
Yeah, they're just an absolute chaos down there. You're the one man.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget to check out our Prairie Hills Poll in One question. We want your opinion on the Super Bowl. The spread right now is 12. It opened at 14. But that's what we want to know. Will the Patriots win by 14 or more? Will they just get by, cover the spread, not cover the spread? Will they win it, go 19-0, or does New England lose and have New York pull the huge upset? To check it out this week, it is the Prairie Hills Poll in One question at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the show tomorrow, among our guests, will be Tino Martinez, one of the organizers of Hoops in the Heartland, which is going on at the Heartland Events Center all-day basketball on Saturday, which includes one of the marquee matchups between Ainsworth and Archbishop Bergen. Ainsworth avenging their lone loss of the season, beating Minden in the Southwest Conference Championship this Saturday, and doing it by 13 points. And so Jesse Carr against Wes Eichmeyer, two of the top, the top two probably small class players in the state, will be doing battle Saturday. Kearney and Grand Island, both boys and girls. Wahoo and Central Catholic. Northwest is playing. Heartland Lutheran's playing. It's all day long. We'll talk with Tino Martinez about that on the program tomorrow. High school basketball going on this weekend. Congratulations again. The Kearney Bearcats continue to roll, and the Bearcat boys are up to number 4 in the state in the Omaha World Herald.
13-4 overall in the season. Good for them. Good for, new coach steps in.
Two big wins this weekend.
Papillion La Vista South. They play that at Omaha Benson this year?
Yeah. Next year it'll be at Columbus if they're doing things right. I mean, if they're rotating like they said they were going to do, because it was at Kearney last year, at least the Saturday games. So Omaha Creighton Preps number 1, followed by Bellevue West, Omaha Central, then Kearney, then Papio South. Kearney is the only out-state team that is in the top 10. In fact, Lincoln High is 6th, Ralston is 8th, and Lincoln Southeast is 9th. So you got Kearney, Lincoln High, Lincoln Southeast, the only non-metro teams that are ranked. For the girls, Kearney also get the job done. They are 7th in Class A. In Class B, Holdridge is 4th, and Adams Central is 8th. And Mike Patterson's love affair with South Sioux City able to come full circle, because he got to write about them 2 weeks in a row now, because they knocked off number 1 Lincoln Southeast. So Southeast girls are number 1 in A, but South Sioux City now has risen from number 9 to number 1 in the all-class rankings, and 4 Class B schools are in the all-class top 10. Interesting note, Lincoln East would be the final Class A school ranked, Kearney not put in the all-class top 10, Holdridge who won the Central Conference Tournament without Jenna Isaacson. They are 10th, and boy, that's
sad.
Yeah, that those are words you can't say on the air, and that's terrible. That is absolutely terrible, and that's definitely going to put a hit on Holdridge's season and their chances, obviously, to win state. So now South Sioux City's number one in B, Alliance, through no fault of their own, fall to 2, then Pius, then Holdridge. So Lincoln Southeast, according to my calculations, Daddy, 15-0 without Marissa Kostanek, 1-1 with Marissa Kostanek, who is in state and allowed to play varsity this weekend by the NSAA, the transfer from Crete.
Not sure that may be a true indication of the level of talent that they had been playing.
Also, I must state, the Tri-City Storm remained perfect on ESPN night at the Storm. I was getting a little worried, although in the first period when it was 2-0, I was, you know, and the crew there, we were starting to get a little cocky, just saying, well, duh, what else did you think was going to happen? It's ESPN night. Going to roll. And then all of a sudden, overtime, and Pierre-Paul Lamoureux shoves one in the net on a power play in overtime. And the Storm win 3-2. And now they are at Green Bay this weekend. Tomorrow night, the USHL All-Star Game. Alex Hudson will be competing in that. We are efforting Bliss Littler to chat with either maybe later on the show today or tomorrow. He is in Green Bay, and we will talk about that. Storm did fall 5-2 on the road on Saturday. But the Storm picking up the win. And congratulations to our Godfather's pizza-eating champion, Sean Arnold. You know, although you did eat probably more pizza after the event in 2 minutes than anybody on the ice did, you human trash component. But congratulations to Sean. He was the only one that got past one full personal pan pizza in the 2 minutes allowed, which takes a little time. And I guess maybe he even had some jalapenos thrown on him somehow.
Oh.
And he battled through it, winning a year's supply of pizza from Godfather's. Congratulations to the ESPN Godfather's pizza-eating champion, Sean Arnold.
Doug, if we get back to a little bit of high school basketball, also congratulations, and boys continue to remain on a roll. Grand Island boys at 12-4, and I'm looking at the wild card points. I'm interested in these wild card deals with these conference tournaments come up. Some of these conference tournaments, you got to play a really bad team, and it really does not help your wild card points in an opening round should you advance on in that tournament. And that's one thing. I don't know, you know, you want these points to accumulate, and you want the best, obviously, for the teams in your conference, I would think. Might be one of those deals that say, in the future, teams look at maybe eliminating one of those rounds and qualifying you, you know, through your record or through wild card points for that conference tournament, because that kind of hurts you down the stretch. A game that... Does it not?
Overall, yes, but you know what? Every team has that happen to them. Every one of them. So I don't think it's that big a deal.
Kearney, by the way, 7th in those points. Grand Island, 8th in the wild card points in A.
So looking to get into the state tournament and probably going to have to do it by winning their district. Of course, Kearney and Grand Island, obviously, in the same district. To the Doug and Daddy Show via the email at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Kearney Soccer League Spring 2008 recreation season is rapidly approaching their registration deadline, which is next Monday, February 4th. The deadline is for all boys and girls age divisions, including the micro, which is under 6 years. Registration forms can be downloaded at kearneysoccer.org or picked up at City Hall or the City Library. Again, Kearney Soccer League Spring 2008 recreation season registration deadline for all boys and girls age divisions is Monday, February 4th. You can download the registration form at kearneysoccer.org or pick one up at City Hall and City Library and get your youngsters signed up for this spring.
Douglas, obviously all week long you're going to hear about it because leading up to this year, and Derek made reference to it before the show started, I'm going with Tiger Woods.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Oh, wait a minute. We got a break we got coming up. And there's something else I wanted to touch on, too, before we go to break. And then I do want to touch on golf. Somebody not named Roger Federer won the Australian Open this weekend.
Serbian.
And
bounces the ball a lot.
Does he?
Did you get to watch any of it?
Did you watch any of it?
Yes, I did.
Live?
No, not live. Oh, I watched it yesterday, about noon, 12:30.
That's too bad. You should have. It was on like at 2:30 Sunday morning.
The crowd got on him several times.
Started counting.
Stop bouncing the ball! People yelling that out of the... It was quite the deal. And the chair umpire, people having to be removed.
We got a Sergio Garcia.
It was... They even mentioned Sergio Garcia with the waggle and the addressing the ball, backing away from the ball, waggle, waggle, address the ball, back away from the ball.
I want to get back to the Super Bowl, though, before, as we mentioned and teased a little bit, going into the last break. What would the perception of the Super Bowl this week be if the Giants had held on to that 12-point lead and simply beat the Patriots in Week 17? Would the spread be any different? I think not. Would we be looking at this game somewhat different? I think so. What do you think? What do you think? If the Patriots would have lost that game, refocus, redetermination, we are going to kick their ass in the Super Bowl now that we get a chance to replay them again. I think the spread would not be that much different than what it is now. I think it'd be at least 10.
Well, but you got to think that the love affair that's already occurred with the Giants, they put it at 14. Wham, the money came in early and often on the Giants, moved that to 12. I would think you're right. I think it would still be 12 above 10 points, which I think would be as a monster line in a Super Bowl. But yeah, I think the Patriots would certainly be favored, especially. Well, you'd have to go back, and if it would have stayed like that, the statistics obviously would have changed a little bit. But Colin Cowherd obviously pointing out the differences in the statistics in that ball game. He's saying it's not that close.
Well, the Giants had a couple. They also had a couple big plays, punt return for a touchdown, and something. But New England had a couple big plays. It's just that they were bombs to Randy Moss and taking care of Wes Welker and all those other things. So I don't know. It would be interesting. A lot of things would be different as far as the talk this week had New York hung on to upset New England in the final game of the regular season.
That would have been a bad deal, I think, for New York, because then I think it's the vision that...
You think New York could even be here?
That's interesting, too. I doubt it.
We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
It's playoff time. Head over to your local Hooters for the best gridiron action in town. During the championship game on February 3rd, you could win your own LG HD LCD TV. And that's a lot of acronym, folks. If you can't make it to Hooters, then get your wings to go for your own game day party.
Oh, I get it. Tell all my BFFs PDQ that they could win an LG LCD HD TV at Hooters. Yeah.
Somehow it sounded much simpler when I said it. See you at Hooters.
This week, CNN with Politico.com and the LA Times gives you one last chance to see every candidate before Super Tuesday, a two-night-in-a-row live television event. First, Wednesday night, 8 Eastern, see the Republicans at the Ronald Reagan Library with Anderson Cooper. Then, Thursday night, 8 Eastern, live from the Kodak Theater in LA, it's the Democrats with Wolf Blitzer. Two nights in a row on CNN. Your last chance to see the candidates before Super Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday nights, 8 Eastern, on CNN.
Winter blues got you down?
You want to find ball, I swear to God!
Do something about it. Head the Cunningham's Journal. Let them warm you up with a happy hour special like Buck 50 Wells and Domestic Long Necks. Maybe even a 225 big-ass beer would do the trick. And now, happy hour's even happier. With extended hours till 8 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Join Cunningham's Tuesday and Thursday nights for beer and burgers till 8 for $3.50. That's right, burger and long neck for $3.50. That's all this winter at Cunningham's Journal. Happy hour 4 to 8 Monday through Saturday. We'll see you soon.
The Big Apple Sports Bar is serving up this season's Super Bowl on a silver platter. Or should I say, in a bucket.
Big buckets, lots and lots of buckets.
The Big Apple will be serving buckets of domestic beers for just $10 for Super Bowl Sunday. If it's not a bucket you need, then order pizza or wings and get $4 pitchers. It's going to be a wild night cheering on your favorite team. No reason to go anywhere else. The Big Apple Sports Bar in Kearney.
When your kids need you, will you be there? Not just today or this weekend, but years from now. In other words, are you fit enough to live to see some of the exciting moments yet to come? Is a few dollars a month now worth the priceless times ahead to see graduations, weddings, and grandkids? Stop by the Kearney Family YMCA during the Pay the Day membership campaign, because through January, the price you pay for the building fee is the date. So it's never more than $31 all month. And the sooner the better. No cumbersome contracts, and your membership can be paid in easy monthly installments. Hurry, the sooner you join, the more you save.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly sunny skies today with a high of 53 degrees and a slight chance for an isolated shower developing this afternoon. Tonight it'll be partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance for snow showers toward morning and a low of 11. It'll be breezy as well with winds from the northwest at 12 to 25. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Nicole Morag. Right now, 37 degrees.
Monday, second break. Okay, I got it knocked down. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. And as we said, special guests. We are going to talk with the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High in just a couple of moments.
Yeah, Scott Steinbrick, looking forward to that conversation. Derek's doing the pushing of the buttons back there, and interestingly enough.
Hey, Daddy, did you know that doctors of chiropractic spend years in chiropractic college, and it's not because they're a little slow?
I know that.
Because it is a very delicate thing, your spine, your neck, your joints, your vertebrae. Well, they learn how to manipulate the spine, and chiropractors are effective at relieving back pain because they know that long-term solutions come from taking a well-rounded approach to dealing with the problem. If back pain has got you down, get up and make a visit to Dr. John Klingensmith today of Klingensmith Chiropractic at 11 West 31st Street in Kearney, conveniently located just south of Good Samaritan Hospital, 234-4940, open Monday through Friday for your convenience. You'll get a caring, comprehensive approach that is sure to help you get back on your feet. Chiropractic treatments can include spinal adjustments, ultrasound therapy, electrical stimulation of the muscles, along with cardiovascular exercises. Do you know what those are, Daddy?
Yeah, I think.
Well, Dr. John Klingensmith, most of the time, you're just coming in for an adjustment. I mean,
cervical, lumbar regions, just need a quick little...
Yeah, it's so much better. Why be in pain? There's no reason to be in pain. Feel great in 08 by talking with Dr. John Klingensmith and making an appointment today at Klingensmith Chiropractic, 11 West 31st Street in Kearney, where you'll get a caring, comprehensive approach sure to help you get you back on your feet.
We are pleased to be joined by the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High right now, Scott Steinbrick. Scott, welcome again, and thank you so much for the time, and congratulations on such a great season so far for you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on here this morning.
Well, big weekend for your kids. You go on the road, you go to the Metro, you don't get that chance but once a year, and you go down and you find a way to make a nice rally and beat a top-five team in Papillion La Vista South. That has got to be kind of a star or a marquee win and pointing you in the right direction as you head towards the last third of the season.
Yeah, anytime you get a chance to go to the Metro, which, like you said, we don't have too many chances. In fact, you know, the last couple of years we've played basically two Metro teams, and it's been, you know, once in this East-West shootout, and then we've been fortunate enough to be in the state tournament, so we get another shot. But, yeah, it is kind of a feather in our kids' cap. They were pretty geared up for it. I was a little worried that we might overlook Columbus on Friday night, and they gave us all we can handle, but then the kids responded well on Saturday and got down early to Papillion South. Didn't play real good coming out of the gate, but... played a real good second half and made some big plays down the stretch, and we're fortunate enough to get the win.
Scott, a lot of kids getting it done for you. Boy, it seems like every night somebody different steps up in the scoring department, and that's got to be one of the keys that nobody can really zero in and focus on one or two guys.
Yeah, if you look at the balance we had on Friday night versus Columbus, I think we had eight guys score seven or more points, but then the next night at Papillion South, we only had five guys get in the scoring column, and it was maybe a different five. You know, it wasn't some of our guys that were usually scoring from the guard positions. It's just a different guy every night, and I think that's what's allowing us to, you know, increase our scoring average, because teams just can't focus on one or two kids. We've got a nice combination. We have Mike Shields and R.J. Rhodes, who are doing well in the paint. Then we have a whole collection of guards that are shooting it from the outside and getting to the basket and getting to the free throw line, which is making us pretty tough to defend right now.
Kearney High has won 11 of their last 12 games. They set at 13-4 on the season. We're talking with head coach Scott Steinbrook. Coach, let me take you back to that one, because that was a real head-scratcher. You guys had come off a nice win against Lincoln Northeast and had been playing some good basketball coming out of the break, and then you went out to North Platte, a team that you had beaten in the holiday tournament, and really got it handed to you. Was there something in that game that you guys have been able to define and adjust and has helped you put this latest winning streak together?
Well, I think the one thing that loss helped us to do was just really refocus our efforts defensively. We came out of the GNAC feeling pretty good about the way we played, but we had to rely on a lot of zone defense because we just felt like our man-to-man wasn't maybe at the point where it needed to be. So we, you know, were thinking, well, maybe we're going to be more of a zone team this year. But the, you know, the North Platte game, we just got so frustrated. We got behind. You know, when you're playing from behind, it's tough to sit back in a zone. So we kind of realized that maybe our man-to-man wasn't where it needed to be. And from that point forward in practice every day, you know, in games on the weekends, we really have made a point of working hard on our man-to-man defense. And our kids just needed to play harder and play smarter. And collectively, they've really bought into, you know, what we're trying to do defensively. They play as hard as anybody that we've seen all year, and they're playing really smart right now on both ends of the floor. And we're getting things done defensively, which is also helping our offense because we're scoring out of transition and making it tough for people to score a whole lot of points on us.
Scott, down the stretch here, if you guys are going to head back to Lincoln and do the things that you want to do with this club, what's going to have to really improve for you?
Well, we just need to, maybe not improving, it's just kind of continuing to build offensively. We still could probably shoot the ball better from the three-point line. We're scoring pretty consistently in the paint. We're kind of up and down from the free-throw line. We just need to keep maintaining that balance. Like you mentioned before, we got to get the paint points from our post-ups and from dribble penetration. And then we need to keep shooting the ball maybe a little higher percentage than what we are, because we have a tough schedule going down the stretch here, which is going to be good for us. I like having a tough schedule at the end of the season to prepare us for the postseason. But you look at GI and Lincoln Southwest and Lincoln High, those are all teams that are capable of being top 10 teams. So hopefully by the time district runs around, we'll be tested and we'll be ready to go.
Kearney Bearcat boys basketball coach Scott Steinbrook joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, moving all the way to number 4 in today's Omaha World Herald Class A rankings. Scott, 5 games left. 4 of those are on the road. And the next 2, I think you would consider rivalry games at Grand Island and at Hastings.
Yeah, we've definitely benefited from a friendly schedule here coming out of the holiday break, where we played a stretch of, I think, 5 home games and maybe only 2 on the road. So our kids have really played well at home. But now it gets a little bit tougher. I think, you know, getting this road stretch off, you know, with the win against Papillion is going to give us a confidence boost, knowing that we can go on the road into some tough places and play good basketball. But you're right, anytime you're talking Kearney versus Grand Island, Kearney versus Hastings, it's just a good Tri-City rivalry. You can throw records out the window, it's not going to matter. We've beaten GI once already, but it was a pretty hotly contested game. We, you know, won by, I think, 10 or 12 points, but it was competitive throughout. You know, and then Hastings has been kind of up and down this year, but they got a couple kids over there, especially the Lyle kid, you know, who's a real tough matchup, and we're going to get their best effort too, especially on their home court.
Scott, especially on that Grand Island team, a team that you did handle earlier in the year, is there anything you're going to really mix up, or are you just going to take care of your own play Bearcat basketball?
Yeah, I think we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. I mean, they have a lot of good shooters, so we're going to have to defend the three-point line, not let them get easy looks from three, because they basically play with 5 guards. And, you know, they have some kids that will still post up, but for the most part, they want to get up and down the court. They've been mixing in some man and zone defense, and they want to attack you with dribble penetration. They want to shoot the three. You know, they're a tough matchup because everybody can handle the ball. Everybody can shoot the ball. We're just going to have to play really smart, you know, and make sure we take care of business defensively and on the boards, and then hopefully, you know, we keep playing consistently offensively. It's a fun atmosphere, though, looking ahead to the GI game, just because it's at that Heartland Hoops Classic. We're kind of approaching it like a kind of a mini state tournament with those games all day long. You're playing in an arena rather than just, you know, a home site for some teams. So we're going to treat it like it's, you know, like it's a state tournament. Our kids should be pretty fired up to play, I think.
And finally, Scott, Patriots, Giants, who you got?
Patriots in an absolute blowout.
Ah, I like your thinking. I like your thinking. Hey, Scott, best of luck. Thanks for giving us some time this morning, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach of the Kearney High Bearcats, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, moving up to number 4 in Class A All-State today in the Omaha World Herald.
Douglas, a good opportunity while the weather's still cold, and he's talking about state basketball, he's talking about that weather warming up and talking about getting out on the links, maybe swinging a golf club. Maybe you should get up right now and swing the golf club, because Prairie Hills Golf is where it's at. They've got the new simulator. It costs them tens of thousands of dollars, and it's ready to challenge you as well as train and improve your golf game. Measures ball tracking and swing speed. It tracks the ball, not the screen. You can play either 9 or 18 holes. Call for a tee time. Go 10 miles north of Menards on Highway 10 and meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, and see the new clubhouse and feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills Golf. Come anytime to practice on the new simulator, Prairie Hills new clubhouse. They're open every day, 8 o'clock. They stay open until midnight. It's voted the best state-of-the-art simulator of 07. Call today for a tee time. Prairie Hills Golf is where it's at. Looking for a new membership? They've got those for you. They've got new punch cards. They will adapt to your golfing as well. You know what? Maybe you don't need a cart. Maybe you need a cart. They've got it either. Either way, for you at Prairie Hills Golf.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
9 miles north. I need a cart.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Some new recruits for the Husker football team. We'll chat about those right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet. People are talking about the Doug and Danny blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that, because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Danny blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Danny blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
John Jaworski here to talk a little bit about the notion that bigger is always better. Now, when we're talking DLP HDTVs, bigger is always better because the picture's sharp at any size, 50, 60, 70 inches, you name it. Now, certain other things that are big aren't so good. Say, outside linebackers wearing blue, for example, hypothetically wearing a number in the mid-50s. In this case, big is just plain scary. DLP, HDTV, millions of tiny mirrors make the biggest pictures better. It's amazing. It's the mirrors.
I go to the gym every day at lunch. If I don't go, I get a little nutty. So I dented my fender, and today the Progressive rep was scheduled to come to my office and take a look. I assumed it would take my whole lunch break to discuss the claim, but it was so quick and easy, here I am at the gym. Thanks, Progressive. And my coworkers thank you, too.
Our local response vehicles come right to you to assess damage and handle your claim on the spot. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Casualty and Direct Insurance Companies and their affiliates. Mayfield, Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sunday, February 3rd. It's the battle for the Vince Lombardi Trophy in the Valley of the Sun as the New England Patriots take on the New York Giants in Super Bowl 42. Hi, everybody. This is Boomer Esiason of Westwood One. Join our entire crew as we bring you the crowning moment of this year's NFL season. Can Tom Brady's Patriots put the finishing touch on their perfect season, or will Eli Manning lead New York to a Giant upset? The Patriots, the Giants. If it's Super Bowl 42, it's right here.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This is Tom Craig, number 9 of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly sunny skies today with a high of 53 degrees and a slight chance for an isolated shower developing this afternoon. Tonight it'll be partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance for snow showers toward morning and a low of 11. It'll be breezy as well with winds from the northwest at 12 to 25. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Right now, 37 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. High school basketball coming your way tonight, right here on ESPN Radio. Kearney Catholic boys will welcome in Ord in the opening round of the Lupac Conference Tournament. Tip-off at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:50. From Cope Gymnasium in Kearney, the opening round of the Lou Platt tonight. Also, Twin Valley and Fort Kearney Conference girls are playing tonight on our sister station, Power 99 FM. Axtell and Elm Creek will play at 6. Pleasanton and Wilcox Hildreth will play at 7:30. Girls action coming up from Pleasanton on Power 99 this evening. Elwood, the number 10 seed, upset SEM on Saturday in double overtime, so they're going to play the number 2 seed in Kennesaw over at Kennesaw tonight. And then that leaves a Loomis to play Overton in the first game there at 6 o'clock. We will have Lou Platt, Fort Kearney Conference Tournament all week long, semifinals and finals of the Fort Kearney are here on ESPN, of the Lou Platt are on Power 99 FM. And, of course, I'll be listening to KHAS for more St. Cecilia action and Adam Central action as well from the tournament this week. UNK basketball teams, they split their doubleheader, albeit maybe not quite the way you would have anticipated. The men rally to win, 78-75. Garrett Lever pours in 25 points. Good day for him, 9-16 from the field. And they're 7-4 in the RMAC conference right now. And for the women, it was just one of those days. Colorado Mines shoots 69% in the second half, 63.5% for the game. The Lopers can only manage 34%, and they fall 73-61. Strange thing, though. Mines shot 55.5% in the first half. UNK shot 24%, and it was a three-point game.
Really?
Yeah. The Lopers' Jade Meads did become the 19th lady to reach 1,000 points. Amy Mathis' Melissa Hinckley also hit that mark earlier this season. Hastings, man, oh, it was too good to be true, evidently. They fall to Briarcliff 60-51. The women pick up a big win, 22 points. They'll host Midland Lutheran. Nebraska women started well at sixth-ranked Baylor.
Up by 10 early.
Up by 10, and then Kim Mulkey says, ladies, this is still Nebraska. Let's go beat them. And so they did by 20. And then the Nebraska men continue to be the embarrassment they are against Kansas. Funny, they already had the lines and the quotes right out of the locker room. Well, we're wiping the slate clean. We're done with Kansas. We're starting the season over right now. Boy, really? Gee, I'm sure you thought about that a lot in the locker room. I'm sure that's your own original thought.
What was 20? That was a 21 point spread. Why was it not 35?
Well, for a while there, the Huskers cut it back down to about 23, and then it got up to 35 again.
Doug, heading in that last break, you mentioned that Nebraska did manage over the weekend to land three recruits, two of the Osborne twins, Courtney and Steven, from South Garland High School in Texas, South Garland, Texas, along with Antonio Bell, a wide receiver, 6'2", 180-pounder, from Daytona Beach, Florida, Mainland High School.
Of the Osbornes, one looks to be a safety, one looks to be a wide receiver. They were having offers from Kansas and UNLV and Utah. No big schools. Well, of course, Kansas is now from that class.
We did confirm they are no relation to Tom.
That's correct. Hey, enjoy the basketball tonight. Tomorrow on the show, Tino Martinez to talk about the Hoops in the Heartland going on Saturday at the Heartland Event Center. We want to thank Kearney Boys basketball coach Scott Steinbrick for joining us today.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.